Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. A very warm welcome to another episode of Islamic Upbringing. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. Well, technology gives us power, but it does not and cannot tell us how to use that power. Technology has had a profound impact on teenage development in recent years, and its effects can be both positive and negative. Today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to be with Professor Salman Nakavi, who is a faculty member at the Al-Mustafa University. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And Professor Salman Nakavi will be helping us to understand the impact of technology on teenage development. And what are its effects? Like, it has both positive and negative effects. So, sir, coming to technology and the teenage upbringing, how are they related and what impact does it have on the teenage development?
Yes, thank you very much. It's a very important thing today, especially now in the age of information technology, especially that it is advancing in bounds and leaps. And we can't even control what's happening around us in this field. And it's difficult for us as parents, especially, to keep up to date. Teenagers, children, they catch up very quickly. You may find a five-year-old boy or even a younger than that, he's capable of handling this technology more capably than us. As all grown-up people, we can't even manage the smartphone, but a child can. So, the progress that is and the advancement that is taking place in the field of technology, whether it is information technology or in any field,
right?
As grown-up people who are used to the older types of technology. And they have not become used to using these new things and gadgets and whatever, it's very difficult to be able to manage what their children are doing. So one of the things which is, I suppose, quite necessary that we need to learn and update our information regarding what's happening around us.
Exactly.
So this is very important that we are able to understand the changes which are going on. Number two, as a general thing, as a general thought process that is necessary, that we are able to recognize the place of technology in our lives.
Right.
And how important it is, whether it is allowed or not at all. Number one, from our point of view, from the point of view of religion.
Right.
From the point of view of Islam.
Islamic point of view.
Or even ethics and morals.
True.
It's important to have this moral point of view. The standpoint should be very clear for us.
Right.
So that is, we as Muslims, we as believers believe that whatever technological advancement is taking place, though it is being carried out by human beings, but it is because of the basic creativity that Allah Almighty has given to human beings, that they are capable of understanding and recognizing what's in store for them in the whole of the universe, is what's in their surroundings, and harness it and to benefit from it. So this is something which Allah Almighty has given us as human beings. So it's a providence from Him, it's a grace from Him.
Right.
And it should be used properly. It should be used for the sake of Allah. It should be used for the sake of supporting mankind,
right,
and relieving them of their problems and issues, not becoming a disaster for them.
Right. It is becoming a disaster, unfortunately, and how to manage that. We'll talk more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing, and we're talking about the impact of technology on teenagers. Well, talking of digital tech, internet in itself is so big, it's so powerful and pointless that for some people, it's a complete substitute for life. Now, how do we manage this? Or how, before we come to the management, what are really its impacts? Is it like impacting our life positively or negatively or both?
So as is the case in any form of technology, whether it be a very primitive type of technology as was developed by our ancestors centuries ago, millennia ago, when they developed the knives, okay, in the Iron Age, in the Bronze Age,
right,
cutlery or whatever, that's also a sort of development technology. So anything which human beings develop as a sort of technology, as an instrument to facilitate things what they're doing around in their lives, they need tools
and tools for
speeding up things. Now,
right,
just imagine you wanted to, cut something with your bare hands. It wasn't possible.
Right.
So human beings have been given this, potential to harness nature and use it for their benefit. So basically, any technology can have positive aspects and negative aspects.
Exactly.
The knife, you can use it to cut what you need to eat, for example, or
right,
a surgeon can use it to carry out an operation, a surgery, which is going to benefit the person. Or it can be used for, God forbid, killing someone.
Right.
So technology as a whole, instruments, tools, all of these things, whether it is hard technology or soft technology,
everything has a bright and a dark side.
Exactly. So you can't say evil. It is inherently evil. You can't say anything is inherently evil. Rather, inherently everything is good.
Right.
Inherently everything that exists is good.
Right.
According to one philosophical understanding of the universe.
Right.
Because everything is a creation of Allah Almighty, and Allah Almighty has created everything perfectly.
Exactly.
So basically, everything which has been created by Allah or by human beings with the power given by Allah Almighty, it's goodness in it inherently, but the use makes it evil.
Right.
The purpose, the
exactly,
intent, the reason why we're using it makes it evil. Human beings have been created by Allah Almighty to carry out good deeds, and even if some human being carries out those good deeds, we can say it is because of Allah. But if we carry out evil deeds, Allah Almighty will not attribute them to Himself. He will say, look, I gave you the choice, I gave you all the tools, I gave you all the means, and you used them improperly, so you're at fault.
Right.
So basically that's the ideological point of view, the ethical and moral point of view that we have regarding technology.
Exactly.
So we as parents need to understand this.
Exactly. So we'll discuss more on that, what parents should need to be keeping in their minds while dealing with the tech and the upbringing together. But after a short break, the listeners, stay tuned.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات.
Imam Ali alayhi salam said, be like a friendly physician who applies medicine where it is useful.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are with Professor Salman Naqvi, and we are discussing the impact of technology on the teenage upbringing. And Professor, before we went to the break, you gave us a brief intro. You told us about that there is hard tech, there is soft tech, and it's not just today. Tech has had its negative side. It's since ages, like since man is developing for progress, the technology, be it hard or soft, he has been having, he has confronted both the bright side of it and also the dark side of it.
Yes. So basically, every tool, instrument, which is basically a sort of technology, as is an application of the science that we have understood regarding the universe, it's an application of that. So the first stage is the scientific aspect of anything, and then the technological issue, and then we have the moral issues. The moral issues say state that everything has to be managed according to the plan that Allah has created for
exactly.
us.
Exactly.
So we need to teach what the goals of our creation is to our children. They need to understand that whatever has to be done in a balance. So if we're going to, for example, we can use technology for our benefit, for our perfection, for our learning.
Right.
So we need to perfect ourselves. We need to educate ourselves. That's the first stage of human development.
Right.
So we can use technology for helping us in that.
Okay.
But having said that, for example, when there weren't any calculators,
yeah.
or even the abacus was not created, in which our forefather used to use the counting with that. But the human brain adapted itself to carry out solve mathematical issues, arithmetical calculations by using the mental approach. But since the calculator came in, we started relying on the calculator.
Exactly.
So it does speeden up things, but there's a lesser time.
Use of our own capabilities.
Yes, our mental capabilities are used lesser. So that's the downside. When we're learning something, we can use this technology. When we use this, we can speeden up things, but it is at the cost and expense of making our mental faculties weaker, or they're not developed properly, they're not strengthened, they don't get the opportunity to become more creative. So relying upon technology is very good if we use it for learning more and developing our mental capabilities more, rather than depending on them to do the hard work for us, and we're not doing any mental labor.
Yeah.
So we're not progressing, we're not developing, we're not going towards becoming a better person as far
yeah.
as knowledge goes.
Yeah.
So yes, technology in any form it is can be used and it can be benefited from, but today we have this chat GPT,
yeah.
which
AI.
Is going to even create a whole your dissertation, or you want to coursework, or your, for example, the research work. You can ask AI to do it for you.
Right.
So you're not using anything. You're not applying anything, mental resources for your this.
Yeah, and there was recently a seminary. There was a conference based in one of these house institutes in Qom, wherein the scholars said that some 900 plus jobs will be replaced by this AI. However, we should remember one machine can do the work of 50 ordinary men. No machine can do the work of one extraordinary man. So that's all we have had the time for today. Thank you so much for listening. In case you want to listen to our programs again, go back to our official website, which is www.parstoday.ir/en. You can go to the tab COI Call of Islam and find an archive of our programs there. You can also find us on the social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio. In case you have any queries, questions regarding the Islamic upbringing of your kids, please feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until another session, take good care of yourself. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.